Weather tonight in Chicago, partly cloudy and cold, low 31 degrees. Tomorrow's high 51. On Sunday, variable cloudiness and cold with temperatures in the upper 30s. At Midway Airport, it's 40 degrees, 42 on the lakefront. Winds from the southwest, 15 miles an hour. The humidity, 48%.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Now, no matter where you live in the great Northwest Territory, there's a Northwest Federal Savings Center nearby. Because now there are five Northwest Federal doors that open to savings. We're celebrating with over 30 eye-opening gifts. All name brand items like a Waterpik water purifier or a Presto Minute Burger, Webster's new collegiate dictionary, and outdoor sweepers, alarm clocks, and cookie makers. And they're free or at greatly reduced prices when you save $250 or more at any Northwest Federal Savings Center. Now in five convenient locations and open 63 hours a week. You can save before work, Monday through Friday, all day Wednesday, Friday evenings until 8, Saturdays until 5. But take advantage of this gift celebration at the Northwest Federal Savings Center nearest you soon. Because this gift opportunity lasts only until October the 11th, 1976. One gift per family, please.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall. The race, we are told, is to the swift. Likewise, the battle to the strong. There is no substitute for victory. Winning. That's the only thing. The only place is first place. The only guy is top guy. The only number is numero uno. As a popular philosopher so recently stated, nice guys finish last. True, perhaps, but there are also some last guys who finish nice. Or should we say nicely?
This house, this property, it's all worth close to $500,000, and I can't get a dime for it.
Why not?
Because the house is haunted.
Oh, Dumont, that's impossible. There's no such thing as a haunted house.
I'm telling you, this place is haunted.
And I'm telling you, it's impossible. Physically, rationally, scientifically impossible.
It could...
What was that?
Do you still say it's scientifically impossible?
Well, science changes from time to time to accommodate new evidence. That's why it's science.
Our mystery drama, The Secret Chamber, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ian Martin. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It is a magic moment. You are at your Buick dealer's, about to drive home in your brand new Buick LeSabre. It's lean and trim, classic line. It looks quite unlike any full-size Buick you can remember. You get in. The heady new car smell surrounds you. Your LeSabre feels the way it looks, tight. You turn the wheel a little. No wasted motion in this car. Big brushed metallic gauges look back at you. That V6 engine is doing great. You rub your hand on the seat. Six people could be really comfortable in here. You swing into your driveway. Your wife, the kids, the dog, everyone with a parakeet descends in the car and gets in. Off you go to nowhere in particular. Life and your new LeSabre are great. Maybe the dog shouldn't sit on the seats.
Bell does it again. Bell Auto Imports cuts hundreds of car prices on four giant floors at 25th and Michigan. Save as never before on brand new Fiat. Choose from X19s, 124 Spiders, 131s, and 128s. Only $28.95 full price delivers a brand new 1976 Fiat 128. Hundreds and hundreds less than before. Yes, only $28.95 for a brand new Fiat, but only at Bell Auto Imports. It's the buy of the year. What Bell delivers, Bell services. With a top-notch parts and service department, Chicagoans have relied on for 55 years. So get your new Fiat where the price is right and the follow-through service can't be beat. Bell Auto Imports is your convenient near downtown dealer just off the Stevenson Expressway at 2500 South Michigan Avenue. Open daily till 8, Saturday till 5, closed Sunday. Get the Bell bottom price at 25th and Michigan.
Those people who flatly refuse to recognize the existence of ghosts. But, as Mark Twain once said, those are the people who never saw one or heard one. There is something about the sight of a ghost, the sound of a ghost on a dark night in a deserted house, that will dissolve the doubts of the most skeptical and make fervent converts of the most cynical. After all, seeing is believing, isn't it? Well, why don't we discuss this matter with a man who's more or less an authority on the subject?
Tattersall's the name. Thomas Tatum Tattersall. Though just plain Tommy suits me fine. Been a real estate agent all my life, though. Nowadays we have a fancy name for it, Realtor. So, you say you're in the market for fine old colonial, huh? Dating back to the revolutionary period. Well, I got just the thing, a real beauty, the Hargraves house.
Oh, you know about that one, huh?
You hear it's haunted. Now, would I sell you a haunted house? Well, the fact of the matter is it used to be haunted, but no more. Can I guarantee that? Well, now, suppose I just tell you the story. No extra charge. And you can decide for yourself, huh? Is that fair enough? Well, now, you got to go back a ways to the war. Well, I guess you'd call it the First World War. I didn't get to go myself. I was just a shade too young. I was also just a shade too young for a beautiful girl named Felicity Hargraves. Anyhow, she was in love with Lieutenant Bobby Lightfoot, who was fighting in France with the Rainbow Division. Well, one morning, Felicity's mother asked me to drop over to the house.
Thomas, you have to help me.
Oh, how, Miss Hargraves?
Bobby Lightfoot is dead.
Bobby Lightfoot?
Yes.
But he just...
Felicity was notified. Bobby fell at a place called Chateau Thierry.
Oh, gee, I feel so bad for Felicity.
Yes. Felicity. Thomas, I'm frightened. You see, when Felicity found out she was standing right here in this room, she didn't say one word. Not a solitary tear ran down her cheek. She stood silent for at least 5 full minutes, and then she turned around and went upstairs to her room.
And she said nothing at all?
That was 3 days ago. She still won't say one word. She won't touch a bite of food, nor sip a single swallow of water.
Oh, well, what do you suppose I could do?
Oh, I'm at my wit's end. Oh, if only her father, the judge, was alive, and her Uncle Dumont's off in the Navy. Thomas, could you talk to her?
Oh, Miss Hargraves, what could I say to
her? She was always fond of you, Thomas.
Oh, yes, ma'am, but...
She cannot keep sitting in that room forever. What am I going to do?
Ma'am, I sure wish I knew.
Oh, if you'd been a little older, perhaps she might have fallen in love with you instead of Bobby Lightfoot. That's why you've got to help her.
Well, I'm willing to help, ma'am, but... I just don't know how.
Just talk to her. Talk to her. That might be enough. Talk to her.
Felicity? It's me, Tommy Tattersall.
Felicity?
Yes. I know. Tommy.
Gee, I'm sorry about Bobby.
Bobby? Who? Who's Bobby?
Bobby Lightfoot.
I don't know anyone named Bobby.
Oh. Well, would you like to go for a walk?
No, Tommy.
Oh, but you've been cooped up in your room so long. It would...
I want to stay here. It's such a lovely room, isn't it?
Well, yes, but...
The house is such a magnificent house. I was born here. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, so was my dad
and his dad before him. I never want to leave this house.
But Felicity, why not?
Because there's death outside.
Death?
Death. Lying in wait everywhere. Death. Now I remember. Bobby. My own Bobby Lightfoot. Didn't I plead with him? Don't go, Bobby. Don't leave. Death is waiting there outside. But he didn't listen. My Bobby didn't listen. But I won't leave this house. I won't go out there. Out where death is waiting.
Oh, now look, Felicity, could I tell you something?
I'm safe here. These rooms, these walls, these floors and ceilings, they all know me. They all love me.
But look through the windows. Look out on the street and see how bright and how clear and how lovely everything
is. This house, it shelters and protects me. I'll never
leave. And just up the street, you see my dad's office, you see?
I don't want to look out on the street.
Look, start tomorrow.
I'm afraid.
I go to work there. Why don't you come by early in the day and just say hello to me? You can trust me, Felicity. I wouldn't let anything bad happen to you. Just... say hello to me at the office tomorrow. Take a walk over.
Well, it'll have to be a very short walk. I'm so afraid to be outside. There's so much death.
And that's how it all began. Every morning she'd come by, say hello, and then she'd rush right back home. Poor Felicity. I was the only one she ever talked to. And what did we talk about? Death.
Good morning, Tommy.
Morning, Felicity. How do you feel this morning?
I don't feel well. I did a terrible thing.
Oh, not you, Felicity.
Yes, I did. I stepped on an ant.
Oh.
I saw him.
Him?
I should have waited till he'd gone by, and I did stop. But then so did he, and I thought he was just going to stay there, and it would be safe for me to... And then I just as I stepped forward, so did he, and my foot... it was too late, and
yeah, I'm sorry, Felicity. I'm really, truly sorry.
An ant is a living thing. It's one of God's creatures.
It wasn't your fault.
Part of God's plan.
Felicity, it won't be held against you.
You mean that, Tommy?
Of course I mean.
You're not just saying it to make me feel better.
Would I lie to you?
And I'll be forgiven someday?
Oh, you've been forgiven already.
Felicity Hargraves, once the loveliest, liveliest young lady in the county. As time went on, she got no better. I guess you could say she got even worse. So the years went by. She was so tall, so beautiful, and I was so much in love with her. Nothing could ever come of that. So anyway, one night I got a call from Mrs. Hargraves. And seeing her was a shock. I mean, she'd been such a sturdy, well-built, strong woman, Felicity's mother. And here now, all of a sudden, it was like as if she'd shrunk to almost nothing.
Tommy.
Oh, Mrs. Hargraves.
Yes. Oh, you don't know what to make of me. I can't understand it myself. It happened almost overnight.
But what's wrong?
I'm dying. And Felicity is going to need a friend more than ever.
Well, she's always got a friend in me.
Her Uncle Dumont will take care of her financial affairs.
Dumont?
Yes. The judge had him named executor of the estate when I die.
Oh.
I know he'll pay her bills and see that she always has this house. But, Tommy, he won't have time for her. Felicity will need someone to talk to. Someone who will worry about her. Promise me, Tommy? Promise?
Less than a month later, that fine lady was dead. And Dumont Hargraves took active charge of the family money. Maybe what happens next is a story you might have heard before. Why not? Don't it occur all the time? There was all kinds of talk in town that Dumont was running through all the assets, that he was making unwise investments, that he was gambling, and of course, losing heavy. Well, none of this could be proved. But one day, Dumont came into the office.
Morning, Tommy. I'd like to throw a little bit of business your way.
Oh, yes?
Oh, that yes. You ever see a bird look at a snake?
Well, Dumont, watching you, I now see how a snake looks at the bird.
You don't like me, Tommy.
That's true.
You think I'm robbing Felicity of her inheritance?
Well, you are, aren't you?
Well, it looks that way, I admit. Tommy, it's not my fault.
Yeah? So what's this business you want to throw my way?
First, I wanted you to understand that I didn't ask for the job of executive.
All right, Dumont, get to it.
Well, I have to sell the house.
The house?
The old Hargraves homestead.
But you can't sell the house.
Why not?
Well, because Felicity's...
Well, what about Felicity?
Where will she live?
Where? Well, she belongs. In a sanitarium.
How can you say that?
Well, it's true. How can she live all by herself in that big old house?
She manages very nicely.
Tom, I'm her uncle. I love her. I want to do what's best for her. Felicity simply is not right in the head.
Dumont, don't you say that.
Oh, poor Tom. You had a crush on her all your life. And then when Bobby Lightfoot got killed, you might have had a chance, but she went crazy.
I tell you, don't use that word.
Can you suggest another one that describes the situation more accurately?
Look, Dumont, the house, it means so much to her. It's all she has in the world.
It's all I have in the world, too.
What do you mean?
There's nothing left but the house.
Nothing left? How can that be?
Oh, I don't know, Tommy. Here and there, this and that. It all adds up to nothing.
Dumont, I won't let you sell that house. I'll go to court. I'll have you declared unfit to continue as executor.
Sure. And you'd probably even win. But it's too late. Everything else is gone. The court would have to sell the house in any event to satisfy the debts. I'm sorry, Tommy. Somebody has to tell her.
Tell her what?
That she has to leave the house.
Oh, sure. That's right. Somebody does. Somebody has to break her heart, destroy her spirit, and turn her whole world into ashes and ruins, and you know who that somebody is going to be, Dumont.
You, Tommy, you.
Oh, no, this is all you're doing. You're going to tell her. Justice demands it.
If I tell her, it'll kill her. But if you tell her, well, you can put it in such a way that she'll believe you. She'll actually think it's all for the best.
Those people who are always pulling chestnuts out of the fire. Somebody else's chestnuts, we might add. Why do they do it? What makes the Tommy Tattersalls of this world tick? Since there's a little bit of Tommy in so many of us, perhaps even in you, why not ponder the problem for a few moments until I return shortly with Act Two?
The sun is the best source of light. but it only works on days. And the days are beginning to get shorter. So you have to look for more light and a lot closer to home. Hi, Pat Summerall to remind you that your True Value Hardware store is close to home. And their selection of General Electric light bulbs makes them one of the best sources of light in your neighborhood. The star of that selection is their GE Soft White Plus bulbs with an exclusive power coil filament that's stronger than regular filaments. The 75 and 100-watt Soft White Plus bulbs will last twice as long as standard soft whites. So you'll cut your tedious bulb-changing chores in half. And when you visit your True Value Hardware store, you'll discover that since GE Soft White Plus bulbs don't cost that much more than regular soft whites, you'll save money, too. See the complete selection of General Electric light bulbs. They're just one of the many values at participating True Value Hardware stores. And remember, True Value, that's more than just a name. It's their way of doing business. And tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
The next time you're flying out of town, fly CTA. Take the special O'Hare Express to the airport on the CTA. People moving people. It's the most economical way to go. Just 75 cents for an air-conditioned bus ride right to your terminal. And it's fast. Every 15 minutes during the day, the number 40 O'Hare Express bus departs from the Jefferson Park Transit Center. So next time you're going to O'Hare, fly there on the O'Hare Express. Get a transfer when you take any CTA bus or train on your way to Jefferson Park. There's a 15 cents additional charge when you board the number 40 O'Hare bus. That's a total of only 75 cents to or from O'Hare. What a way to fly. And every seat's first class on the CTA. People moving people.
Someone said once that a house is not necessarily a home. That may not be true, but what can hardly be in dispute is the fact that a home has to be a house, of some kind anyhow. It has to have form and structure. It must protect and shelter. It must be fortress and sanctuary. Felicity Hargraves is about to be evicted.
But I can't leave here, Tommy. I can't.
I know it's difficult, Felicity.
Oh, it's much more than difficult, Tom. It's impossible.
Look, Felicity, just
I'll die.
No.
Oh, yes. There's death outside. You know that. I'm not safe anywhere else, Tommy.
You'll be safe with me, Felicity. I spoke it over with my mother. You'll stay at our house for a while.
No, I want to stay at my house.
Well, Mother's alone all day, and you'll be such good company for each other. You always liked my mother, didn't you?
Yes, Tommy, very much. I have a wonderful idea. Let her come and stay with me at my house.
But Felicity, she... Please, won't you try to understand?
Understand what?
That it isn't your house anymore.
How can it not be my house?
It's got to be sold.
It's part of
me. According to the law...
Every part of this house is a part of me, Tommy. It knows me. It sheltered me. It kept me warm. It kept me dry. It kept me safe.
No, Tommy.
Could I sell part of myself? Could I sell my heart? Could I, Tommy? Yes, I could. But I'd die.
Felicity, I only want to help you. Now, you know that, and you believe me,
don't you?
Soon
the war in France will be over, and Bobby will be back. And if I'm not here, he won't know where to look for me.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for Bobby, and if he comes along,
don't say if. When?
Well, when he comes, I'll bring him to you. Come on now, Felicity. You come with me.
Now?
It'd be best.
Tommy, please, let me just stay here one more night, please. Let me stay here tonight and say goodbye to the house. And then in the morning, I'll go away with you, please.
All right, Felicity. I'll come by for you. Early in the morning.
Maybe I shouldn't let her stay, but how could I refuse her? Besides, what could happen? Well, a great deal happened. I came by for her in the morning, and she was gone.
Felicity? Felicity? Where are you? Felicity! Sheriff, it's Tommy Tattersall. Yeah, it's Felicity Hargrave. She's gone. Yes, sir, that's what I mean. She's disappeared. Oh, well, I'm here now. Yeah, I searched the house from top to bottom. There's not a sign of her. I don't know where she went. Where could she go?
Where could she go? Well, there was all kinds of talk, foul play, or maybe she might have just wandered off into the woods and beyond them down into the swamp. If she'd gone and done that, then she'd be lost forever. Well, that's what I told people. Because I realized what Felicity had been trying to tell me. That if she had to leave that house, she'd kill herself. That's what all the talk about death had amounted to. And I felt it was my fault. Why had I let her stay that final night? Why had I left her alone? Well, as you might imagine, the disappearance of Felicity Hargreaves was a sensation. But like all such sensations, it only lasted a while. We had the elections and the circus come to town and one thing and another, and gradually Felicity Hargreaves was forgotten by almost everyone. Except me.
Tommy, you got to help me out.
Yeah, it is where I'd like to help you, Dumont. Right out the door.
Now, don't be angry, Tommy. It goes against your better nature. I'm in trouble.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
No, you're not. You're a very kind-hearted person. I still have to sell that house.
Oh, I'm not stopping.
Don't you hear what's being said around town? The house is haunted.
It's impossible for a house to be haunted.
Oh, I don't know about that. The way it started was I advertised in the Philadelphia and New York papers. Now, I admit I was trying to save your broker's commission. I admit that. Well, these folks came down, and I took them into the house, and they just loved it. I almost had a deal. And then we heard it.
Heard what?
The ghost.
What do you mean, ghost? How could you hear
it? Oh, it was moaning and crying.
Dumont, it's impossible.
There were three of us, this man, his wife, and myself. All three of us, we heard it.
I still say it's impossible.
Instead of standing there and saying impossible, why don't you go and hear it for yourself?
All right, Dumont. Where's your ghost?
I tell you, we heard it.
I tell you what you heard. You heard the voice of your guilty conscience. You robbed a troubled girl out of everything she owned in this world.
Believe me, Tommy, it wasn't intentional.
Well, it comes to the same thing. Money meant nothing to her, but then you took away the one thing she couldn't live without, this house.
Oh, please, Tommy.
Yeah, go ahead and suffer because you deserve it.
Tommy, my conscience is one thing, but a ghost is something else. There is a ghost. It's the ghost of Felicity Hargraves.
Felicity's dead. She...
Listen.
What?
Listen, Tommy.
What?
Oh, good Lord. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? You hear that, Tommy? It's not your imagination. It's not the terror on my face. Close your eyes. Don't you hear it?
Oh.
There. Tommy, there. Is it my imagination?
It was a ghost. It was just the way a ghostly voice was supposed to sound. So I'd been wrong all my life. There was such a thing as a ghost, and this was the ghost of Felicity Hargrave. She'd come home. I believed it.
Do something, Tommy. Do something.
Do what?
Tell her to stop.
How can I tell her?
She always liked you, Tommy. That's a fact. No. Explain to her.
Aren't you crazy?
Please, Tommy. I have to sell this house.
All right. Felicity? It's me, Tommy. Felicity, are you here?
Did you hear that?
Here. Shut up, Dumont. Felicity, you shouldn't be here. You only scare folks. Felicity, will you forget it, Dumont? It's Felicity's house.
But Felicity's
it's
dead.
It's her house, dead or alive. And if she wants to live in it, I say more power to her. no longer the Hargraves house. It had now become the haunted house. No one would go near it. Well, one day, Dumont came into the office, and with him was a woman, a tall woman with a sharp and bony face and long jet black hair. And she wore a dress that was also black, but the blackest black you could imagine. Oh, she was the kind of woman you'd meet in a nightmare. It was broad daylight, and we were in my office. But still and all, this woman sent a chill up and down my spine.
Tommy, may I present the Countess Di Gennaro?
How do you do, ma'am?
Charmed.
The Countess is an exorcist.
A what?
An exorcist. I am the one who banishes the evil spirit.
Look, what kind of joke is this, Dumont?
Joke?
Tom, this lady is a great artist.
What is she here for?
I am to exorcise the evil spirit from the house of Hargraves.
Ma'am, there's no evil spirit in the house of Hargraves.
There is a spirit. You have heard the spirit.
Now, that's Dumont. You just get taken in by his mumbo-jumbo.
Tommy, I'm desperate.
Mumbo-jumbo?
Now, what you've done, you've irritated her.
You do not believe in spirits?
Well, I...
She must return to the grave. She will never know peace.
That's right, Tommy. We're doing this for her own good.
Well, what do you want with me?
Somebody has got to go into the house with Countess Di Gennaro.
All right, that's you, Dumont.
No. I would create a spiritual climate of violence, which the Countess couldn't overcome.
Sure, and you're also scared out of your wits to walk into that house.
Well, that's a secondary consideration.
Why does somebody have to go into the house with a Countess?
A witness is required by astral law.
All right, folks, go ahead. Find yourself a witness. I respectfully decline the honor.
Tommy, you've got to do it. Everyone else in town turned me down. Now do it for Felicity.
Felicity?
Yes. Let her spirit find peace. She can't keep wandering around that house forever. Do you want to be guilty of depriving Felicity of her rest and peace throughout all eternity?
Yeah, but this exorcist business...
Business? Business? He dares to call it business. It is a sacred profession.
It's a fake.
Is it? And do you know everything, young man?
Can you swear that Felicity's ghost isn't in the house? Oh, come on, Tom. What have you got to lose?
Oh, he has a great deal to lose. His arrogance, his intolerance, his ignorance.
All right. All right, I'll go. I'll go.
Here he goes again, poor Tom. As you have already seen, he does get to run a great many errands for people. But this one coming up looks like an authentic first. Join us for dinner this evening, Tommy? No, thanks. I have work to do. What kind of work? Exorcising a ghost. How's that for a conversation piece? Well, our exercise in exorcism is scheduled for Act Two, which is only a few moments away.
If your attic has less than 6 inches of insulation on the floor, you're being robbed every day without ever knowing it. To stop the under-insulation robber and possibly save up to 30% on the cost of fuel to heat and cool your home, inspect your attic. Then see your neighborhood CertainTeed building materials dealer or insulation contractor. CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation will stop that robber. Once and for all.
What can cause hemorrhoids?
Strenuous activity, pregnancy, constipation, change in diet.
Oh, well, are pain and itching symptoms?
Sometimes. If you suffer occasional pain and itching of hemorrhoidal tissues, use Preparation H to relieve discomfort for hours in many cases. And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation.
You know, I'll try it.
Use only as directed. Preparation H comes in ointment or suppositories. Relieves pain and itch. Helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues.
stovetop or oven, and then you can serve it right on your table. Each piece is completely safe in a conventional oven, a microwave oven, and a dishwasher. And because Corningware works so hard, you'll have less dishes to wash. Right now, you can get the six-piece set for $9.99 at True Value Hardware Store. That includes a 1.5-quart covered baking dish, a covered 8-inch skillet, and 2 1-3-quarter cups of each hand. Get the cookware that works overtime so you won't have to. The Corningware six-piece cookware set, just $9.99 as the November bargain of the month while supplies last at True Value Hardware Store. This is WBBM Chicago.
Exorcising spirits is a practice that's as old as mankind. However, in practically all recorded cases, the spirits were evil and therefore deserved to be driven out. We have a slightly different problem here. We have a spirit that's kind and gentle, the ghost of a beautiful lady. But evidently that won't help her. Since she's a ghost, out she must go.
All right, Madame Dejanara. When do we go to the house and start your little con game?
Mr. Hargrave, I simply cannot tolerate the attacks of this boorish, ignorant lout.
Now, Tommy, in the first place, she's a countess. In the second, it's an ancient and honorable profession.
Yes, but since I'm to be a partner in this deal, all I want to know is when it starts.
When the moon has risen and Venus has approached perihelion.
All right, just give me the time.
At the stroke of midnight, you and I shall stand in the geocentric ordained perimeter of the presence, and the ritual shall begin.
Well, I tell you, it was easy enough to laugh at this dame. But the more she got herself involved in what she was doing, the more she started to... Well, to kind of scare you. Her black eyes began to send out sparks. She could feel fire in her voice, and before you knew it, you kind of began to believe it wasn't an act. But that there was something dark and mysterious and scary about it. She closed her eyes and pressed her hands against her head as if her mind was on fire, trying to burn through her skull.
Out! Out! I command you! Out! Go! Go! Sever the bonds. Cut, crack, break. Go! Hear it. You who in life were Felicity Hargraves. I command you to leave. Within me is the soul of the high priest of the temple. I will now exorcise you. Leave! Go! For I shall pronounce the ineffable, forbidden tetragrammaton. I shall thunder under the name of... Who is that?
The ghost, I guess.
The ghost? The ghost? Oh, no! No!
Countess, what's wrong?
She fainted. I somehow managed to get her outside. There was a rickety old rocking chair on the porch, and I sat her down on it. And I waited for her to come to. When she woke up, finally, it was obvious that a profound change had taken place within her.
Oh, what hit me?
I beg your pardon?
The slicker out-slicked. The flim-flammer out-flim-flammed. Oh, you were right about me, pal. Back there in the office when you called it a con game. That's all it was, a racket. Go figure. There are ghosts.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, pal, that you just heard the real article. You heard a ghost.
You know there's no such thing as a ghost.
There ain't. What do you think's inside the house here?
Now, look, Countess, did you
know? Oh, let's can that Countess label, pal. The square handle's Molly Maguire from Union City, New Jersey. This ghost racket now, it's a gimmick. A hook to cast the rubes with. But you know something? I see now the rubes were right. Maybe the rubes were always right. Because there are ghosts. And the laughs on the slickers. Like me.
And so the time went by. And the house became more haunted than ever. And then one day, Dumont came in. Oh, he was considerably older now, and he looked the worse for wear, or I should say, the worse for work. Because these days he had to earn a living. And in many respects, he was still the same old Dumont.
Tommy, you've got to help me. I've got a chance. A one in a million, once in a lifetime chance to recoup.
Yeah.
I've been working. Tommy, you know I've been working for years now. Ever since Felicity left us.
Well, whose fault was that, Dumont?
Tom, I didn't come to open old wounds. But now there's a chance. Some folks from New York want to buy the house.
All right, sell it.
How? The house now has a national reputation.
So what can I do about it?
Something. Don't ask me what, but something. Do you in your heart honestly believe in ghosts?
No.
Why not?
Because it's impossible.
Well, how do you account for the fact that people actually hear the ghosts when they're inside that house?
Dumont, if you want to know what folks hear in that house, they hear a loose board on the floor or a gap in the mortar of the chimney, a missing tile on the roof. Every house has creaks and moans and strains, and a fellow's imagination takes it from there.
And you've got to find them. You've got to find that loose board, that missing mortar, that busted tile, whatever it is. You've got to find it. Give me a chance to live out the rest of my life comfortably. Now, please, Tommy.
Well, sir, I went to work in that house. I looked her over from top to bottom. Old Colonel Nathaniel Hargraves, he sure knew how to build. Beams of solid oak, walls of thick and heavy plaster. After all these years, everything was still sound and true. I putted up the windows so no air could blow through. I made sure the shutters hung firm and steady. I oiled all the hardware in the doors, and I was through. A tighter, sounder, more ship-shaped house simply didn't exist. And a coat of paint made it so fresh and clean and bright. And I even put in a telephone. Well, that was for psychological reasons. After all, a practical thing like a phone works against the very idea of a ghost, huh? Hello?
Tommy?
Oh, yes, Dumont, what is it?
The prospective buyer. He's in town, waiting in his hotel room.
Yes, Dumont.
Tommy, you did take care of the ghost, didn't you? I mean, the house, it's no longer haunted.
I'll see you in a little while, Dumont.
Oh, bless you, Tommy. And just for that, I'm going to give you your full broker's commission.
I looked around the house, that bright place, that cheerful, sunny place. How could anyone possibly believe it was haunted? It proved there's no such thing as a ghost. And then I heard her. Felicity. It's me. It's Tommy. Tommy Tattersall. Talk to me. Oh, Felicity, don't you remember? Tommy. Felicity. Not another word. She didn't speak another word. Oh, I ran through the house. I searched every room, every closet. I probed through nook and cranny, cellar to attic. But there was nothing. Nothing. No one. I decided to try something else. I stood by the fireplace and very quietly I said, Felicity, It's me. It's Bobby, Felicity. It's your own true love, Bobby Lightfoot. Come back from the war. It's me. Bobby.
Bobby? Bobby?
Felicity, oh, my good Lord.
It's you. It's Felicity. You're alive. You're not a ghost.
Oh, Bobby. You've come back to me. You've come back.
How did you...
I had to stay here, Bobby. You'd never find me if I'd left.
Oh, yes, but where did you...
Don't you remember the room? The hidden room beside the chimney. We found it when we were children. Where they used to hide the runaway slaves. Remember?
But everyone says it's a haunted house.
Haunted? Oh, you know how sounds go in this place. I was crying. I was calling to you, Bobby.
How did you live?
Live? I didn't have to live, Bobby. I'm dead. Just as you are dead. I'm so happy, Bobby.
I mean food.
Oh, how funny how I still need food, even if I'm dead. On a dark night, you know folks around here, no one ever locks a door. All I ever needed was a crust of bread, a swallow of milk. No one ever missed it.
Felicity, now, come on, let me take you.
You mustn't. You must never take me anywhere. Bobby, someone always wants to take the house away from me. Don't let them promise. You'll never let anyone take this house away from me. Never. Promise.
I promise.
And you'll come and you'll visit me every day. You can't stay here until we're married, but I'll plan for a big wedding. Oh, yes. It will be a big wedding, the biggest this town ever saw.
Yes, Felicity.
And you won't let anyone ever take this house away from me. You won't.
I won't.
Yes, Mr. Hastings. I'm sitting in Mr. Tattersall's office right now. We'll be by to pick you up. Why, here's Mr. Tattersall walking in right now.
Hang up the phone, Dumont.
Shouldn't take us more than five minutes,
said,
all
hang
told.
Up the phone.
Yes, sir. You just have your checkbook
Dumont,
ready.
Hang up, will you?
We'll see you right away.
Oh, no. You will not see him right away.
Will you realize what a deal I just worked out for the house?
You'll have to call it off, Dumont.
House and property for $350,000. What do you mean, call it off?
Well, it's all contingent on the house not being haunted, right?
Yes, yes, but that's what you went there to ascertain, to prove, to establish beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Well, it's haunted, Dumont.
It's what?
It's haunted.
Oh, nonsense. There's no such thing.
Bring
as
your buyer here. I guarantee he'll hear enough to run screaming out of the premises.
No. No, Tommy, I can't work anymore. I just can't.
I'm afraid you're going to have to.
I've got to sell that house.
You can't sell a haunted house, Dumont.
Oh, no.
And the home of Felicity Hargraves is haunted.
Felicity died last year. A very, very old lady. She died in that house she loved. She died in Bobby Lightfoot's arms. And late that night, Bobby buried her in a secret place.
Well, now that we have all that ghost story business out of the way, now, let me show you the finest, the most nicely kept, the best constructed, the most attractive colonial period home in the entire USA. The Hargraves House. Oh, I vouch for each and every beam, board, and brick. And I'll even show you the secret chamber.
Well, if our animal-oriented friends will forgive the expression, there are many ways to skin a cat, and just as many ways to sell a house. People who peddle large ticket items like automobiles and houses are known for their enthusiasm and optimism, as indeed they should be. They are also incurably romantic, and in many cases, they tell a story so convincingly, they actually believe it themselves. I'll be back shortly.
It's 2 a.m. A man is at your back door, cutting out one of the small panes of glass. He knows that you're asleep upstairs, but he doesn't know that waiting for him, right down the hall, is a master lock burglar alarm, the new Ultrasound X. It looks like a small stereo speaker, just plugs into any electrical outlet. When it senses movement, it starts screaming, and it can set off remote alarms by sending a signal over the household wiring. It'll even set off remote alarms in the neighbor's house. The man eases the glass out, reaches in, unlocks your door, and you're safe. You can have this electronic burglar protection for less than you might think. To find the nearest Master Lock Alarm dealer, call this toll-free number right now, 800-528-6050, 800-528-6050. Call tonight and sleep tight tomorrow night.
Eating is one of the great pleasures in life. But a steady diet of the wrong kinds of food, the fatty ones we all seem to crave, can endanger your heart and increase your risk of heart attack. This is Van McCoy with a tip from the American Heart Association. A balanced diet, low in calories and saturated fat, can tip the scales in favor of your heart health. Eat hearty with low-fat dairy products, lean meat, and crispy vegetables. Ask your Heart Association for more diet information. They're fighting for your life. Just heard a ghost story. But what is a ghost story? Indeed, what is a ghost? Mr. Ibsen says we are all ghosts. We are what we have inherited from our departed ancestors. We are all sorts of dead ideas and beliefs. Who knows what lies dormant in each of us? Who knows what we keep locked up in the dark of the soul? Our cast included Ian Martin, Marion Seldes, Joan Shea, and Leon Janney. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by CertainTeed Fiberglass Attic Insulation. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Doug Pledger, the money manager, speaking to you for Harris Loan and Mortgage Corporation, the money people. Get your paper and pencil handy for a good tip. Homeowners, if I were to tell you that at Harris you could borrow $1,000 and up to $10,000 at rates that were in effect since 1963, you probably would say, impossible, but it happens to be true. Yet at Harris, we make loans for consolidation of bills, home improvement, tuition, new cars, or any worthwhile purpose at the old rates in effect way back then. Call 343-9800 right now and speak to one of the friendly Harris loan arrangers. A few minutes on the phone and only one short visit to the Harris office and you'll have your money in a matter of days. Your money worries are gone. It'll save you money to borrow at the old rates and pay off those bothersome bills by calling Harris at 343-9800. Mention Doug Pledger and get super service. There's a Harris loan arranger willing to help you right now. So why not call 343-9800?
CBS News. President-elect Jimmy Carter prepares to take it easy for a week, vacationing off the coast of Georgia. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mr. Carter and his family will fly to St. Simon's Island for their vacation, The president-elect will take some work with him, continuing the task of preparing for a smooth transition in January. Representatives of Mr. Carter and President Ford held a meeting Friday to discuss the transition. Carter aide Jack Watson said the session went very well. President Ford is also planning a vacation. He and his family leave Sunday for Palm Springs, California. One of the first items of business facing the new president will be a possible tax cut. Mr. Carter has said he might favor a tax reduction for wage earners to help stimulate the economy. Al Zack, a spokesman for the AFL-CIO, says the Labor Federation also likes the idea of a tax cut.
We would be in favor of a tax cut that affected working people. A cut in the taxes that would actually increase the take-home pay of American workers. As to a percentage, I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows until the economists get a chance to take a hard look at the situation.
More news in a moment.
Hey, good buddy. Check the seat covers in that blue four-wheeler moving up fast on your left. That you are, good buddy. You!
Today, a lot of people are playing around with CBs for the first time. But these are not toys. At Regency, we make precision equipment, like our CB radios, because you may need one when you're lost. You may need one in an emergency. You may even need one to clean up a neighborhood. Citizens groups use CBs to report crimes in progress. So whatever your reason for buying a CB, get one you can depend on. Get a Regency. Because you never know when you'll need one.
Breaker, breaker. Emergency. Ambulance needed. We have 3 injured people here.
Regency. We're worth listening to. For CBs, monitor scanners, Marines.
The Federal Power Commission on Friday issued revised price ceilings on natural gas. The higher prices are expected to cost the average residential user about $18 a year more. The commission says the higher costs will, in the long run, benefit consumers by stimulating production of the scarce fuel. A consumer group, Energy Action, does not see it that way, according to spokesman Tom Girard.
There's plenty of incentive to explore. The price just a few years ago was far, far less than it is now. Before the OPEC embargo of 1973, and the industry was making handsome profits at that time. What's happened since simply is the industry would like to get the price of natural gas up to the artificial level of the OPEC oil price. They, I think, would be willing to agree in their most honest moment that that's an artificial price, and there's therefore no justification for getting natural gas prices up to that artificial level.
A number of consumer and labor organizations immediately filed suit in federal appeals court to review the FPC order. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it has resumed the licensing of new nuclear power plants, ending a 3-month period of no such licensing. The procedures were curtailed in August after a federal court ruled the agency was not giving enough consideration to possibly harmful environmental effects and nuclear waste and fuel reprocessing. The commission says it now believes new procedures will take care of any such problems. Chrysler Corporation and the United Auto Workers Union on Friday reached a tentative contract agreement just hours before a strike deadline. The pact, if approved by the rank and file, will cover 109,000 Chrysler workers in the United States and Canada. Weekend talks are scheduled for 9,000 white-collar workers at Chrysler. The UAW on Friday also reached a tentative settlement with Deere & Company, the firm which makes farm machinery. A strike at Deere, 36 days old, has idled about 27,000 workers. Talks have been scheduled to resume in San Diego Saturday between representatives of Continental Airlines and its 1,100 striking pilots. The walkout has been going on for 2 weeks. Now this.
Jimmy, please, work on your car later.
Oh, Mom.
This headache, it's awful.
Here, honey, take something strong. Adult Strength Anacin.
Aren't they all for adults?
Yes. But while ordinary aspirin, buffered aspirin, and Anacin start with the same amount of pain reliever, Anacin adds 23% more. Then Anacin adds an extra ingredient not found in the others.
Headache gone, Mom?
Mm-hmm, and fast. And Anacin didn't upset my stomach.
Adult Strength Anacin. Use only as directed. You may feel it's an embarrassing subject. But since 1 out of every 3 people suffers hemorrhoid symptoms at some time, you should know about Preparation H. Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from occasional pain and itch in many cases. But Preparation H does more. actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. With so many having the problem, it's comforting to know that Preparation H helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues. Ointment or suppositories. Use only as directed.
There appears to be an increasing possibility that 35-year-old Gary Gilmore will not face a firing squad in Utah a week from Monday as scheduled. Gilmore, a condemned murderer, has been trying to thwart the efforts of his lawyers for a stay of execution. He says he prefers to die rather than languish in prison. The Utah Supreme Court said Friday it would grant a stay of execution for Gilmore if anyone applies for it. Gilmore's court-appointed lawyers say they intend to make such an application. Doug Poling, CBS News.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alan Bickley on News Radio 78. Tonight's weather outlook, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 31 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer with a high in the upper 40s or the low 50s. Saturday night, down to the low 20s, and then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. At Midway Airport, it's 38 degrees, 36 at O'Hare Field, 41 on the lakefront. In DuPage County tonight, 34 degrees. The humidity is 52% and the wind is southwest at 14 miles per hour. In the news, Congressman Abner Mikva has moved ahead of Samuel Young in the latest vote count in the 10th Congressional District race. County Clerk Stanley Cusper released the latest returns, which give Mikva a 201-vote lead. Tabulations by both Mikva and Young had given Young the lead. Cusper has also asked for court approval to count 2,669 absentee ballots, which were not delivered to the polling places on time on Tuesday. Mikva hopes the count of the absentee ballots will widen his lead.
Well, I hope that's so. No one knows who cast these ballots or where they're from or how they're cast, but they ought to be counted. And as I say, that's what elections are all about, is to count the votes as people cast them and take your chances. I feel optimistic that the majority of the absentee votes would be mine, but I have no way of knowing. It could turn out that these are all from people who didn't like me. I hope not.
Young's attorneys will be arguing against Mikva and Cusper's position in a hearing on Monday. I'll have more news in just a moment.
The 1977 Pontiac Bonneville Brougham is an almost sinfully luxurious automobile. Crushed velour seats, a cushioned steering wheel, power windows, power steering, automatic transmission, power front disc brakes, and an all-new 5-liter V8. All this and more is standard equipment. A Bonneville Brougham so equipped will, according to PDA ratings, deliver 43 wows, 56 he's really got it made, and 47 beautiful, just beautifuls. Naturally, the number of wows, he's really got it made, and beautiful, just beautifuls you get depends on how soon you own one. Which, after your Pontiac dealer shows you how much car you get for your money, should be very shortly indeed. The Bonneville Brougham and its compliments per mile superiority are just two more reasons why
Pontiac's looking better all the time.
For fall baking, buy county fair nuts at Burger Supermarket. Negotiations between Continental Airlines and striking pilots will resume tomorrow in San Diego, California. The two sides haven't met since the strike began on October 23rd. The federal mediator will be present. The pilots and the airline have not agreed on working conditions, on scheduling, or on pilot staffing. A single-engine airplane flying from Midway Airport made a forced landing in a cemetery near 111th and Pulaski Road tonight. One of the two persons aboard was injured. Registered nurses at Cook County and Oak Forest Hospitals are defying a back-to-work court order. A circuit judge had ordered the striking nurses to work during a 15-day cooling-off period. A spokesman for the Illinois Nurses Association says one of the issues is the hospital's practice of transferring nurses to units where they have no experience.
I am a cardiac intensive care nurse, and if I was pulled to the burn unit or dialysis, I would request special training for that area.
The nurses are also demanding that the commission restore sick pay for first days of sick leave. The state's jobless rate has dropped. Ben Kinningham has that story.
Illinois' unemployment rate went down 0.2% during the month of October. Vern Ritchie of the State Labor Department says the current level is now 7.4%.
The six-county Chicago metropolitan area declined also from 7.6% to 7.4%.
In other major metropolitan areas throughout the state, the picture was mixed. Bloomington Normal remained at 4.2%. Champaign-Urbana rose from 4.1% to 4.4%. The Davenport-Rock Island-Moline area increased from 6% to 6.2%. Decatur went down from 7.9% to 7.8%. The Illinois section of the St. Louis area went up from 8.4% to 8.7%. Peoria increased from 4.8% to 5.1%. Rockford went from 7.4% to 8.2%. And Springfield rose from 6% to 6.2%.
Vern Ritchie says the Labor Department is unable to pick out any significant trends in the metropolitan areas. From the Illinois State Capitol, this is Ben Kittingham.
The WBBM News Times, 11:38. If it's been a while since you shopped at Allen's, you're in for a big surprise because Allen's has become Chicagoland's most progressive dealer of home entertainment products. At Allen's, you'll find one of the most extensive selections of televisions and stereo equipment available under one roof. For example, in televisions, all seven Allen's locations offer Zenith, Sony, Panasonic, Magnavox, Admiral, Toshiba, and RCA. What's more, Allen's audio component selection includes Onkyo, Pioneer, Marantz, Sony, Technics, American Acoustical Laboratories, Dual, and Bose, and many, many other famous brands. And there's one more important point to remember about Allen's. Their prices are incredibly low. So if you haven't been to an Allen store lately, treat yourself to a very pleasant surprise. And stop in to take advantage of the super values now being offered on color TVs and stereo systems. Allen's, with locations in Chicago, Berwyn, Darien, Woodfield Mall, Northbrook Court, Hawthorne Center, and Lakehurst Mall.